Welcome to Fielding Questions, a podcast produced in collaboration between Ag Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network that explores the world of farm finance and rural life. Our guest today, marketing education specialist Cody Didier. Cody, let's kind of recap the supply-demand or WASDE report and the impact that's having here on this market. What are we seeing?
For sure. This was, in my opinion, this is probably the most bullish WASDE we've seen in, probably a year and a half. You know, the biggest impacts we saw, we all know corn got dropped 3.8 bushels for yield, bringing down that record yield down to 179.3. With that decrease, that brought down production, almost 300 million bushels. That reflected into lowering ending stocks, almost 200 million bushels as well. And, going into soybeans, that was pretty bullish as well. We decreased almost a bushel an acre for soybeans, going down to 50.7, bushels an acre. So that WASDE report was very bullish.
Does that switch the mentality of traders at all? I know we saw the prices jump up right away after that, and we kind of waffled back and forth up against some of those overhead resistance areas.
Yep, yeah, we saw traders, probably the longest the markets have been, right after the WASDE. And as we all witnessed yesterday, we noticed a lot of selling in the market, a lot of uncertainty going forward into next week.
Yeah, well, that all comes with a three-day weekend, too, plus a change in administration.
Yep, that is for sure. And, with that change in administration, we aren't for sure what to look for. Hopefully we don't see any tariffs like we did in the past, but the market is just very uncertain on where our levels will be trading at.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. This market, futures markets, don't like uncertainty.
No, they do not. And once they feel that at all, it's a wild ride going forward when the markets feel that.
Yeah. Well, even to the point where it really doesn't have to happen. It's just the perception is all it takes.
Right. Exactly. It could be, no news or little news, and it could be very dramatic.
Yeah. What, as a farmer then, with maybe some grain on hand, what do we kind of just play this and see where it lands? Or put the cards on the table. What do we do?
Well, going forward, even with the decrease we saw, we are still at levels, the highest we have seen in, a few months. So now going forward, if a producer does have some corn or soybeans or wheat in the bin, if might be a good idea to maybe look at these prices, with the uncertainty going forward, since we are still at some higher levels.
Yeah, or at least put floors in anyway, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Always have a second option for sure.
Yeah. Are we at break even yet or not quite?
I would say we are. It all depends on, all farms are different, but I believe we still are.
If we can get close to break even, I'm guessing we're going to see some farmer selling and maybe some hedge pressure, huh?
Yep. I totally agree with that. Once one does, just like last week, once one trader does, it kind of seems like we all start to follow. So we could see that in the market as well.
Yeah. Makes basis levels pretty important to follow then too, doesn't it?
It really is. In times like this, when we are seeing lower prices, basis is a huge factor going into the price.
Look forward then. What are we looking at going into the spring? Any opportunities here you see or not?
Going forward, I would say our biggest opportunity right now is dealing with Argentina. Over the past 3 to 4 weeks, Argentina has seen a drought. They are expected, in the next 2 weeks to get some beneficial rains, but that earlier planted corn and even some of that earlier planted soybeans is already quite stressed out, and then that could come into effect. I did see some Brazil A consultants or Argentina A consultants did lower their corn production estimate by 2 million metric tons. So they are starting to see some stress quite dramatically. But as we all know, China starts to buy from South America come, February, March. So that really could start to impact our markets as well.
Does that impact corn or soybeans the most?
I would say it will impact soybeans the most, but they both will see the effect from it.
Argentina is a big soybean meal exporter, so it would be a problem there, but they're corn. They're a big exporter of corn.
Yep, for sure.
Brazil's crop is probably going to be big enough to offset some of those losses, I think, but trade hasn't really been talking about that at all.
No, it really hasn't. And as of right now, Brazil's looking at producing a record production for soybeans. as we, it feels like we say that every year, but you know, their production is very large this year, and it definitely could set off those bushels from Argentina.
Yeah, for sure. What about the livestock side of things? Do we need to be careful there too?
Of course, you know, everything could be affected, you know. You know, we are very uncertain what is to come over the next couple weeks or months, you know, with these livestock prices. There are many options, such as, you know, puts or LRP, to protect those prices, and it's very, very good to always protect those prices with the levels we are at right now.
Anything else, Cody, wrap things up here on this podcast, what we should be thinking about or talking about?
Just going forward, I would say just be flexible with your marketing plan and jump on any of these little rallies going forward.
Okay, so we need to reward this market.
Yep, for sure, big time.
If somebody wants information more from you, how can they get a hold of you?
Any aid country location, we are more than helpful and willing to help any producer.
If you have a question about a financial topic, we'd love to hear from you. You can send Ag Country a message on Facebook, on X, or submit your question using their website, agcountry.com. This has been Fielding Questions, podcast produced in collaboration between Ag Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network. Until next time, I'm Randy Conan.